Stage 1 that had to restart deeper in the field here in Stage 2. Nick Sanchez, the Stage 1 winner, is only up to 28th, while Justin Allgaier just cracked the top 20, running in the 20th position. Carson Quappel is the race leader.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number 4, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Battle for the lead beginning to tighten up. Carson Quappel, Jesse Love, 1 and 2 in turn 1.
They're one car length apart. Jesse Love keeps using that outside lane and continues to close on Quappel.
Yeah, Quappel doing a good job holding him off, but the top two have checked out. Quappel about a groove off the bottom as Love follows in his tire tracks.
Taylor Gray running in third, 1.6 seconds back with Brandon Jones and Sammy Smith, the top five from Rockingham Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Number 92 here at the Rockingham Speedway. The NASCAR Xfinity Series continuing under the green flag, and they are all chasing Carson Quappel, who had a fairly healthy advantage a few laps ago, but Jesse Love has cut it down to about a car length and a half. Good battle for third as well behind them with Taylor Gray and Brandon Jones. In fact, let's pick up the battle for the lead. Flashes across the start-finish line and races back to one.
Both Carson Quappel and Jesse Love have been switching lines the last few laps through turns 1 and 2. They remain a car length apart.
Just one car length, as you mentioned, Tim, separates the top two. This time in 3, Quappel will enter high. Love goes to the bottom. They're side by side.
Racing for the top spot at Rockingham Speedway. Here's Jesse Love. He'll go to the inside of Carson Quappel, wheel to wheel past the start-finish line.
Traffic ahead for these two as they enter turn 1. That's the Vicente Salas machine. He'll go high and let Quappel and Love pass to the inside.
Both get by with ease on the inside, and they continue to run in each other's tire tracks as Quappel enters about a groove off the bottom as Love continues to hammer on the back bumper.
Both cars right on the bottom of the racetrack to the exit of turn 4. They'll swing wide. Interval still at one car length.
Carson Quappel will take his Chevrolet Camaro to the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love running about a half a groove off the bottom, off 2.
Good battle for the race lead, and as you mentioned earlier, the battle for third also picking up. Love takes a peek to the inside. Brandon Jones to the outside of the gray for third.
Clean racetrack for the moment at a great two-car race for the lead off turn number 4. Again, Jesse Love pulls to the inside of Quappel.
Jesse Love has got a fender out in front of Carson Quappel in the turn 1. He'll now slide across the nose of Quappel and take the lead.
Jesse Love back to the race lead, but it's not done yet. Here comes Carson Quappel to the inside. Quappel Quapple back to the race lead.
Back and forth at the front of the field. This time it's Quapple back out front. Jesse Love had the top spot for about 300 yards, but it's Quapple back to the front of the field in turn one.
Carson Quapple lets his Chevrolet drift up the racetrack, opens up the inside for Jesse Love. They're wheel to wheel.
Jesse Love powers to the inside, but now tucks back in behind Quapple. This is some great racing here at the Rock as Quapple leads back in turn three.
Quapple will slide down to the bottom of the racetrack, put the stop on the advances of Jesse Love off turn four. Love will have to regroup right now with 22 to go in the stage.
And for as hard as these drivers are racing for the lead, they have not lost much ground to the third place machine of Taylor Gray.
Don't look now either for the top two as they head down the back straightaway. Dead ahead, fastly approaching is lap traffic.
Lap traffic just in front of the race leaders. They'll catch those cars within the next two or three laps. Carson Quapple maintaining the race lead. Still car length and a half or so over Jesse Love in second.
Chris Wright, Garrett Smithley, and others about 10 car lengths in front of Quapple and Jesse Love.
And now Quapple starts to open up that advantage just a tad bit. It was two car length. It continues to act like a slinky. Back and forth they go.
Further back, the battle for third continues to be a dandy as well. Taylor Gray trying to hang on to that spot. Brandon Jones trying to take it away in turn one.
Brandon Jones has been continuing to pester the back bumper of Taylor Gray. They remain a half a car length apart through turns one and two.
Brandon Jones, a good run off the higher groove off turn number two, pulls right up to the back bumper of his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate. He goes high again in turn three.
Yeah, they come back off of turn number four. That's the battle for third, and Brandon Jones has a run on Taylor Gray side by side for position number three back to the corner.
Brandon Jones on the outside of the racetrack lets his Toyota Supra drift wide. He'll easily take the third spot away from Taylor Gray.
The multiple lanes over here in three and four pay dividends for Brandon Jones. He goes in the third, now sets his sights on the battle for the lead in front.
And that battle for the lead continues to be pretty good in its own right. Again, Jesse Love all over the race leader Carson Quapple in heavy traffic.
Those leaders have now indeed caught the machines of Chris Wright and Garrett Smithley. Carson Quapple trying to go around Chris Wright on the outside.
Couldn't get the position on Chris Wright, but Love couldn't get to his inside. We'll see what happens here in three. Quapple goes way wide up the racetrack.
Made the wrong choice in lap traffic. Open the door for Jesse Love on the bottom, who goes three wide. They're four wide, threading the needle through traffic. It is Love at the line, the race leader.
Nearly three wide into turn number one. Chris Wright will yak out of the throttle and let these two leaders race wide.
And Carson Quapple, he is resilient, not wanting to give up the race lead. He is back to the point in turn three.
This battle for the lead in traffic has enabled third, fourth, and fifth to begin to close in. Throw Sam Mayer in sixth there. He's latching onto this group as well with 17 to go in the stage.
And the traffic is not getting any better for the leader, Carson Quapple. Now he has to deal with Garrett Smithley. He pulls to the inside of Smithley off two.
They will go side by side down the back straightaway. Quapple will get by. So will Love. They are just a half a car length apart entering turn three.
And here comes Brandon Jones running in the third spot, and now he is just a couple of car lengths behind this battle for the lead. One car into the outside wall off turn four. Connor Zillage tagging the outside wall. He's okay. Maybe some right side damage as the battle for the lead and now second continues up the backstretch.
Yeah, that battle has definitely shrunk, Kyle. Here comes Brandon Jones in the rearview mirror of Jesse Love, who's filling Quapple's rearview mirror off four.
Connor Zillage slowing on the racetrack. I didn't see a whole lot of damage, if any, on the Connor Zillage car. Steve Post, what kinds of things are you hearing down there?
I will check in with the team and see what they're saying on that race car. Haven't been monitoring it because I've been following this battle in the leaders. So I'll let you know what I've got on Connor Zillage when I hear something.
And the battle among the race leaders has been a good one. It's Sam Mayer, make that Carson Quapple the race leader. Battle for second. Brandon Jones to the inside of Jesse Love at the start finish line.
Brandon Jones getting impatient, following in the tire tracks of Jesse Love. They'll run side by side for the runner-up spot to the backstretch.
That makes you wonder if Jesse Love used up those Goodyear tires battling for the race lead. He is under fire from Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones looks to the inside of Jesse Love as Connor Zillage has taken his car to the pit lane now. 12 laps to go in the
trouble in turn three. Justin Bonsignor up into the outside retaining wall. Sheldon Creed involved as well.
Multiple time NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour champion gets into the outside wall, running a limited schedule this season. That is also Sheldon Creed that has had an issue here on the front straightaway. So a tough break for Sheldon Creed, who got into the outside wall, and it put puts us under the caution flag for the fourth time in this event.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
It was a nice save for Justin Bonsignor, who came together with Sheldon Creed up in turn four. Bonsignor continues on, running in the eighth position. Creed, however, got into the outside wall and limps to his pit box in the infield. Let's check in on pit road now with Steve Post.
We talked about Connor Zillich having a problem, and he came down pit road, made it up here and talked to the team. He had a right front tire go down, and that did indeed put him up into the fence. So they had to come down, obviously, and change the tire and survey the right side. I haven't got a really good indication on what the right side damage is, but this has put a team that's supposed to start at the front, started in the rear because of a flat tire on a qualifying run, raced his way to the front, and now he's back to the back again. So up and down day for Connor Zillich.
Unfortunately for Connor, he is two laps down, running in the 34th position. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pit road will be open this time by 9 laps to go here in stage number 2, getting down to the finish of the second stage. And Alex, I guess the big question is, will we see some takers like we saw in stage 1?
I think it's going to come down to who wants to stay out on the racetrack and earn potential stage points here as we get closer down to it. Now, I think there's going to be a whole bunch of front runners that do elect to come in here on this particular lap. It will be lap number 112 that will go on the board as we reach the entrance to pit lane.
Nick Sanchez with the driver that stayed out in the first stage, won the first stage of this event. Let's see if anybody stays out here. There's a few, but most everybody on the lead lap on the pit lane. Brandon Jones, the first to get to his pit stall.
And it's been a really good day so far for Brandon Jones. Said it's still tight around the racetrack, and I even felt some chatter in the front tires, but it started to come back to me. They're going to make a small adjustment for crew chief Sam McCauley. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Nick Sanchez didn't get the track position he wanted after playing a different strategy game. They're making a big adjustment. Four tires and fuel, and four cars in front of Steve Post after Sam Mayer's down and away.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier is in. He had a great recovery after that unscheduled pit stop. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Race leader Carson Quappel really happy with his race car. Going to be four tires and fuel. The race of these drivers off pit road going to be won by Brandon Jones. There goes Quappel. Also, Jesse Love just rolls back on the racetrack. They have got a really good long run car and just cannot get down to the inside. His Achilles heel is when they pin the car low and the car gets loose. Other than that, they have got a fast race car here this afternoon.
That's how it sounded on the pit lane, but Brandon Jones' pit crew gets the job done, Kyle. They're going to come out of here with the best positioning of those who came to pit road. Now, there were a handful of drivers that did, in fact, stay on the racetrack.
We'll cover those here in just a moment, but it was Jones, the first off of pit road, picked up a couple of spots, two, in fact, over Carson Quapel, who lost one. Jesse Love lost one, coming out second and third. Taylor Gray came out fourth. Sam Mayer picked up a spot in fifth. Then it was Sammy Smith, Austin Hill, Christian Eckes, Justin Bonsignor, and Justin Allgaier, the top 10 cars off of the pit lane just a lap ago. However, they're, like you mentioned, the top seven cars, Alex, stayed on the speedway.
Much like what we saw towards the end of stage number one, same type of deal with the caution flag flying just a handful of laps before the end of this stage. Seven drivers stay on the track. Dean Thompson will inherit the race lead. Jeb Burton will now move up to second. Jeremy Clements will be third. Anthony Alfredo will be fourth, and Matt DiBenedetto will be fifth. Kyle Sieg will go up to sixth. And then you've got Austin Green moving up to position number seven. Those are the seven who stayed on the racetrack.
And then you get back to the drivers that just made a stop, including Brandon Jones in eighth. Garrett Smithley scored in ninth that last time by Carson Quapel in the 10th position. Then it's Jesse Love, Taylor Gray, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith, and Austin Hill, the top 15, as we continue to work caution flag for the fourth time here this afternoon. And just seven laps to go to end stage number two. It'll be six at the line. So much like earlier in this race, the end stage number one, we had a two-lap shootout. May get a few more than two here, but not many when we go back under the green flag.
Yeah, we have not gotten the one to go as of yet, so it'll be another lap or so, but there's the safety trucks out there just blowing some of the debris and some of that excess rubber, what we call the marbles, down off of the outside lane through the middle of the corners. Tim Catalfamo is working for us out in turns one and two, and Tim, we've talked about it all weekend long, and the drivers leading up to the weekend just weren't sure what we were going to see once they reached the 22 degrees of banking in front of you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really was sure what they were going to have this weekend with this freshly paved racetrack. However, ever since we got here, we have not only seen one distinct groove come in with the rubber that's been laid down, but now two, and there are two equal lanes that you can use to make passes and to race in turns one and two, which I think is a big relief not only for the drivers, but a big difference from what a lot of people expected coming into this weekend, especially how repaves have been in the past. However, the rubber has really been laid down very well, and those grooves are getting wider and wider as the race goes along.
So at least two raceable lanes over in turns one and two. How about over in turns three and four, Nathan Prouty?
Yeah, Kyle, much the same at this end of the property. As Tim mentioned, the lanes continue to grow as the runs go on, and we've seen it in the truck race. They went right up to the top, tried to get as high as they can go. The Xfinity cars today, they are going higher, and some of them aren't even trying to dial up the low line and hug that white line at the bottom of the racetrack. They are starting up top and starting to really open up their entry coming into turn number three and stay on that high groove all the way to turn number four, and it's going to continue to happen today. It should make for some good racing as we close out the race here today at the Rock.
Yeah, there'll be four to go in the stage next time by. We expect the one to go once we get there, and then, of course, that leaves us with 134 to round out the North Carolina Education Lottery 250 here on this Easter weekend, the one and only weekend off for the NASCAR Cup Series before they go all 28 consecutive weeks of racing. And we'll pack up the microphones once we leave Rockingham. Kyle Ricken, we're off to Alabama and Talladega.
Busy weekend next week at the Talladega Super Speedway in Talladega, Alabama. It'll begin next Saturday morning for NASCAR Cup Series pole qualifying. Our airtime 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The first of three events that day from Talladega, the ARCA Menard Series back in action, the General Tire 200 at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, and then the NASCAR Xfinity Series Ag Pro 300 at 3:30 Eastern Time next Saturday from the Talladega Super Speedway. Then, like you mentioned, the NASCAR Cup Series back in action, the Jack Links 500. 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Our NASCAR Live pre-race coverage will kick things off with Mike Bagley from Talladega. Always an exciting race weekend. Looking forward to getting back to that 2.66-mile tri-oval.
Absolutely love going down and visiting all of our friends and race fans down in East Central Alabama. Springtime brings the race fans out in droves, of course, at Talladega. The racing we expect, as always, to be phenomenal. We can't wait to get to Talladega Super Speedway. But first, we got business at hand here at Rockingham today. We've got to settle stage number two. We've gotten the one to go. We are half a lap away from going back under the green flag. Once they get here, three-lap dash to conclude stage number two.
Dean Thompson, Jeb Burton will make up the front row inside and out. Then it'll be Jeremy Clements that'll restart in third. Anthony Alfredo in fourth, lined up, doubles wide, ready to go. Four laps to run. It'll be three at the line here to complete stage two. Had a little bit of an upset winner. Stage one stayed on the racetrack for Nick Sanchez. Let's see who's going to get the points here in stage number two. Green flag is back out. Three laps to settle it here with Dean Thompson bringing the field to turn one.
Everybody thunders into turn number one. It'll be Thompson grabbing the top spot. Jeb Burton and Jeremy Clements battle for second.
Dean Thompson starts to dance away with the race lead. That battle for second stays side by side in third. Burton with the advantage.
He'll squeeze out in front of Jeremy Clements. Back further deep. Three wide in the middle of turn number four. Jesse Love took it to the outside lane, stuck in the middle. That's going to be Kyle Sieg with Carson Quapple downstairs.
Jesse Love trying to use that third lane, which hasn't really been worked in just yet. He rides behind Kyle Sieg.
Drivers spread out all over the racetrack here, but up front, Dean Thompson in three, all by himself, trying to close out the stage.
A little over a lap away from a stage win for Dean Thompson as he comes off of turn number four, has about five car lengths in hand over Jeb Burton and Jeremy Clements.
Dean Thompson races into turn number one, takes his Toyota Supra about a half a groove off of the bottom. Jeb Burton second, Clements, Matt DiBenedetto. That's the top four.
Top two start to dance away. Behind them, another two car lengths. You have third and fourth. That's where you find Clements and Matt DiBenedetto on his back bumper.
Meanwhile, at the front of the field, Jeb Burton has run down race leader Dean Thompson. We begin the final lap, or that is the final lap, I should say, as they come to the green and white checkered flag here. Stage number two is going to wrap up. What a drive by Jeb Burton. He made a run at him, but Dean Thompson hangs on to win the stage. Jeb Burton will finish second in the stage. Jeremy Clements will be third. Matt DiBenedetto was fourth. Anthony Alfredo fifth, with Brandon Jones sixth. Jesse Love seventh. Carson Quapple eighth. Kyle Sieg ninth. And Taylor Gray was tenth.
Those were the first eight laps that Dean Thompson has ever led in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, picking up the stage two win here at Rockingham.
Hey guys, Corley Joy here. Make sure you catch Stag and Penny's on all the NASCAR platforms each week. We talk to some of our greatest drivers, winners, relevant stories. You never know who's going to show up.
Hall of Famers, everything. And you're going to get the best race highlights, the best content, the best scanner audio, the best reactions, and by far, the best pit road breakdowns of any other podcast. Corey, where can they hear us?
You can find us on NASCAR on Tubi, SiriusXM Channel 90, wherever you find your podcasts, or on YouTube. Go check us out.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stage two complete, closing in on the halfway mark here at the Rockingham Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Dean Thompson picking up the stage two win just a moment ago over Jeb Burton, Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto, and Anthony Alfredo. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health. Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Been in about a lap or so from now as we are under caution for the fifth time here this afternoon at the Rockingham Speedway and NASCAR Xfinity Racing's return to this one-mile racetrack, the North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire. Thompson is out front, Jeb Burton in second, Jeremy Clements, Matt DiBenedetto, Anthony Alfredo, top five on a bit of a different strategy than some of the other cars and drivers that we have seen up front for much of this stage.
Yeah, they stayed out to try to do exactly what they did. Earn stage points and a potential stage win, and Dean Thompson was able to accomplish that task. So they did that. Now we expect them to come to the pit lane. Still 127 laps to go. Everyone's going to have to make another pit stop before the conclusion of this race here today. I don't expect those front runners who pitted just back on lap 112. Don't expect them to come to pit road here this time. So that'll flip-flop things just a bit again at the top of the order. I'm liking it. We're getting some caution flags flying at just the right time. It really flip-flops and create different strategies out there here today.
And we've seen several different strategies already in the first 123 laps of this event. More about to unfold now. Pit road is open, and those six teams that did not pit a few laps ago are on pit road now. We'll cover those stops, beginning with Chris Wilner.
Matt DiBenedetto is going to be a four-tire change and fuel for his Viking Motorsports crew. How about Dean Thompson off strategy as well, pitting at the end of stage number one, four tires. He needs to be a little bit more in the racetrack for his Sam Hunt Racing team. And Jeb Burton said the tires were chattering as well. He was fastest or in the top five in practice yesterday. Started deep in the field, four tires and fuel. Steve Post.
Kyle Sieg is in. He had that same strategy where he stayed out on the racetrack, was able to snag a few stage points. Brings that car into the attention of the crew. Going to be four tires and Sunoco Racing fuel for Kyle Sieg. Wayne Carroll, veteran crew chief, calling the shots for Kyle Sieg.
As they make their way back out on the racetrack, that'll give the race lead back to Jesse Love. With Brandon Jones second, Carson Quapa will move up to position number three. Taylor Gray will go to fourth, and Sam Mayer will round out the top five. You know, NASCAR made an announcement earlier that Monday morning at 9 o'clock, they are going to release the nominees for the class of 2026 for the NASCAR Hall of Fame for the voting committee to go over and discuss and place their votes on once we get to the month of May. So everybody in the sport looks forward, along with the race fans, to finding out who the nominees are going to be for the class of 2026 for the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Hard to believe it's that time of year, again, where the nominees are released, and then obviously the voting process will happen in a couple of months down the road, but looking forward to that and seeing who's going to make the ballot once again for 2026.
Yeah, we all look forward to seeing how that plays out and who those names are going to be. And then everybody, of course, will have the opportunity to discuss it, do a little homework on it. Don't forget the fan vote for the NASCAR Hall of Fame once that opens up. So stay tuned with everybody. We'll certainly be talking about it here on the Motor Racing Network because the fans have a big say-so and a very important vote as well for the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
NASCAR Xfinity Series has a busy couple of weeks ahead. We talked about Talladega Super Speedway next week for these teams. In a couple of weeks' time, it is off to the Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday, May 3rd, and then May 24th. The Charlotte Motor Speedway will host this series before heading to Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, May 31st. And then a race weekend and another return track to the schedule, and I know we've been talking a lot about it. Back to Mexico City, Saturday, June 14th, the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez. We were there years ago. It was a good time and looking forward to getting back there in mid-June.
Yeah, we are. Should be a good time once we go back to Mexico City. But, you know, that was a great experience back in, what, the early 2000s, yep, or whatever it was. We went back there and ran the Xfinity Series for 3 or 4 years in a row. Look forward to now bringing the NASCAR Cup Series down there. We'll also be covering not one but two different NASCAR Mexico Series races here on MRN. So So we need to brush up a little bit on that, and it's gonna take some homework on our part.
Next NASCAR Mexico Series will race both days down there at the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez. Look forward to getting back down there in just a couple of weeks' time. Again, it's been a long time, more than a decade, since we last raced in Mexico for the NASCAR Xfinity cars. NASCAR Cup Series will also make their debut on that road course as the field continues to work under the caution here to wrap up stage number two. Still 124 laps to go, just past the halfway mark. Brandon Jones, the race leader, over Jesse Love, Carson Quapel, Taylor Gray, Sam Mayer. They will be the top five and the first five cars to choose their lane for the restart coming up in just a few moments from now. Sammy Smith has also had a good day, along with Austin Hill, Christian Eckes, Justin Bonsignor, and Justin Allgaier. How about Justin Bonsignor making the most of limited opportunities with Joe Gibbs Racing? Of course, he's cut his teeth on the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour, a multiple-time champion coming off a runner-up finish just a few nights ago at the Thompson Speedway up in Connecticut.
Yeah, and you know, had a chance to visit with Justin Bonsignor. Normally, he has the opportunity to fly south and get ready to do whatever Xfinity race at whatever track he's going to do, but racing at Thompson Speedway or Thompson Motorsports Park up in Connecticut, he had a bit of a different schedule to get down here. Had to go to the airport and sleep in his pickup truck for a few hours before he was able to board his flight to fly south down here to get ready for this race. Had to fly down and go over to the Charlotte area to get in the simulator to prepare to get ready for Rockingham. So, yeah, Justin Bonsignor, a four-time NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour champion. What a career he's had in a modified tour, but he's trying to make a different move right now while still running modifieds, running for Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity Series for a handful of races.
A similar path we saw Ryan Preece take just a handful of years ago. Ran part-time with Joe Gibbs Racing in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Won races, did well, earned a ride in the NASCAR Cup Series, and it is paying off with Preece having a pretty good season there in the Cup cars. As the field comes off of turn number four, we'll keep an eye on Justin Bonsignor, who restarts in the top 10. One of his teammates up front in Brandon Jones will bring the field back down to the green flag with Jesse Love to his right elbow as they head back to turn one to begin the final stage.
Brandon Jones getting a nice bump draft into turn number one, courtesy of Carson Quapel, but here's Jesse Love racing around the outside for the lead.
Jesse Love rocketing to the race lead on that top side. He has got the advantage. They enter turn three side by side for second.
That's going to leave Brandon Jones. Oh,
trouble farther back. William Sawalich, they were three wide. He gets tattooed down to the bottom of the racetrack as he spins. He collects it and keeps on moving.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the multi-car crash over in turns three and four in front of Nathan Prouty.
Yeah, farther back in the pack, it was pure chaos. Alex coming into turn number three. It was a three-wide battle. So Wallet was in the middle. He got hit from underneath, and then he was along for the ride at that point. A long slide to the bottom of the racetrack where another car made contact, and as he works off turn two, a lot of smoke dumping out the back of the Wallet's machine.
That other car looked like it was Josh Williams off of turn four. Williams just making a little bit of contact with the right side of his car as Sawalich spun back down the banking in turn number three.
It was a three-wide maneuver going into turn three. Thomas Annunziata with the dive bomb move to the bottom of the speedway. That put Brennan Poole in the middle of a three-wide battle. To the outside was Williams Sawalich. It was simply a game of dominoes from there, going from the bottom up to the top, and Sawalich got the worst of that to put us under the caution flag here for the sixth time.
A lot of those drivers running just outside of the top 10 when the incident happened, including Annunziata, who is currently scored in the 15th position. A good run for that young driver, also running a part-time schedule this year here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. William Sawalich has made his way onto the pit lane, damage repairing again to that 18 car for the second time here this afternoon. We'll head down to pit road here in just a moment and get a check to see what's happening in that Joe Gibbs Racing camp as the race leader is over in turn number three. Let's go back down to Chris.
Yeah, and William Sawalich, Kyle, finally made his way to pit road. This is the second time they've had to bust the bear bond out, although now they're using a sledgehammer, the handle side, to kind of wedge out some of the fender flares from the left front tires. They finally get that tire off, but major front-end damage for William Sawalich. For a driver who just finished earlier this afternoon, runner-up in the Arca Menards Series East race here at Rockingham, thought maybe a lot of that experience would play dividends today. They've had such good qualifying efforts this year. Again, qualified fifth for this race today, but it's been a tumultuous start to the year. Five straight finishes of 24th or worse. So trying to figure out how to close out these races has been something William Sawalich and this Jacobs Racing team with Jeff Mendering have been trying to figure out. But again, this one's going to be difficult to climb back from as they continue to put band-aids on the front end of this Toyota.
Yeah, unfortunately, that black and orange Toyota's been beat up a couple of times here today, but still able to soldier on and continue on in this race. Now, the beneficiary of the free pass here under this caution flag, as there was only one car, one lap down, Casey Kane with his damaged race car will be back on the tail end of the lead lap. That will leave now Connor Zilich, the next car in line, who is two laps down with 33 cars on the lead lap.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the record, Casey Kane running in the 33rd spot, so it'll be fun to see if he can make his way up through the field after having some damage from an incident earlier in the race over in turn number two, part of one of the early caution flags. As the field comes back off of turn number four, and work continues to the William Sawalich car down on the pit lane as he is falling off the lead lap and is about to lose another lap here as the free pass car, that is Casey Kane, gets the pass around the race leaders. We'll make up nearly a mile. This track measured at just under a mile as NASCAR returns to the Rockingham Speedway here this weekend.
Yeah, and we got to say thanks to everybody who has put this race on with all the track operators and owners and David Hyatt, the acting track president, everybody inside the industry with NASCAR racing. You know, it's not just that with the sellout crowd that we have here, and it's so wonderful to see all the race fans back here at Rockingham Speedway, but Amtrak in the state of North Carolina, there's a railroad track that runs right along behind turns three and four. And right behind the backstretch is another racetrack called Little Rock. There's a half-mile racetrack right behind where what we call Thunder Alley, where some of the RVs are parked along the middle of the back straightaway. And there's a train stop right there. And the state of North Carolina here this weekend has been running Amtrak trains from Raleigh, North Carolina, the state capital here of North Carolina, about an hour or so north of us. They've got Amtrak that's running for race fans to come down instead of driving. So they were getting off the train over there, walking through the gates, having a great time, and they'll wrap up the race today and make their way back over and jump on the train and go back up to Raleigh. So a really cool effort and a great collaboration with everybody.
Absolutely. As we get the one-to-go signal, let's check back in on pit road with Chris Wilner.
Well, we didn't see a lot of cars, Kyle, that came down when pit road opened, except for a few like Josh Williams that had some damage repair to get worked on while they had a moment under this caution flag. But I am checking in with some of the crew chiefs about maybe an expected pit stop, when that's going to fall in this third and final stage. Remember, the green flag runs about 120 or so laps. They only can go about 80 to 85 laps on fuel. So Jason Trincheri is reminding his driver, Sam Mayer, in the top five that we're going to look around lap 170 to set us up for that 80-lap sprint to the finish if this stays green. Of course, cautions will certainly throw the script out the window, but we're a little bit early for anybody that maybe comes down and gets tires and fuel at this point, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see that number pop around lap 170 or so.
Jesse Love will restart on the outside of the front row. Brandon Jones, to his inside. Row two, inside and out, will be Carson Quapel and Taylor Gray. Then you've got Sammy Smith and Sam Mayer lining up in row number three for the restart. Further back in row four, Christian Eckes and Austin Hill there. Haven't talked a whole lot about Austin Hill today, but here he is as we get set for the run to the checkered flag inside the top 10. And behind him in the fifth row, Justin Allgaier now back inside the top 10. He's alongside Parker Retzlaff.
Retzlaff to his inside. Allgaier topside in that fifth row. Pace Truck is back on the pit lane. Brandon Jones to the inside of the front row. Jesse Love to his outside. Green flag back underway to begin lap number 134 in turn one.
Brandon Jones and Jesse Love take the field into turn number one on this restart, and it's Love with a rocket walk off turn two to the lead.
Jesse Love has got a great car, especially on the outside groove. He'll dial up the low line this time, however, in three as he has got the race lead.
Side by side for the number three spot now. Taylor Gray to the outside of Carson Quapel. Plenty of racing room left between those two drivers back in one.
Quapel and Taylor Gray racing side by side for third. Give the third spot to Carson Quapel.
A little bit of smoke now coming out of Jesse Love off two. Yeah, you're exactly right, Tip. I was going to mention that as well. Some smoke starting to spill out the back of Jesse Love, especially in corners.
This time again off turn four.
Not slowing him down right now for Jesse Love, who is at the front of the field and opening up his advantage over second place running Brandon Jones.
Yeah, that advantage that Jesse Love now holds over Brandon Jones is about four car lengths. Jones now two car lengths in front of the third place driver, Quapple.
And right behind Jones, Quapple sits, but he is under the gun from Taylor Gray in turn three.
Taylor Gray just right there biding his time, waiting to see which lane he will choose to go on the attack for the number three spot on Carson Quapple back in turn one.
Taylor Gray also has a mirror full of Sammy Smith. In fact, Sammy Smith pokes a left headlight to the inside on Taylor Gray and two, but tucks in line.
And Mayer now goes to the inside of Sammy
Smith. Turn one. One car spins. It's Greg Van Alst. He was sideways going into the corner, and he does a lazy spin all the way down to the apron in turn two.
Greg Van Alst goes around over in turn number two after checking up to avoid Chris Wright, who was also out of shape over at that end of the racetrack. And Tim, it looks like we got away with minimal damage.
Yeah, it doesn't look like too much damage to the Greg Van Alst machine. Looks like the right rear tire is flat on his Chevrolet Camaro. When I looked up, that car was dead sideways in the middle of the corner. Garrett Smithley was back there towards the back of the pack. Everyone, though, gets away cleanly, it appears, in turn two.
With 112 laps to go, we work the caution flag for the seventh time today.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform. Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
For over 70 years, 24/7 in West Wisconsin, Cellcom has been serving generations of people by bringing smart fiber optic technology to their homes, businesses, and communities. We serve the farmer, relying on ever-changing weather conditions, or the school teacher using computers and tablets to give students cutting-edge skills they can use in the workforce. Securing fast connections for hospitals, doctors, and nurses to bring you the best healthcare possible. Head to WWT.net and let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Cellcom bring fiber-fast internet to you.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
250 presented by Black's Tire here at Rockingham Speedway. What's been a highly entertaining race to this point.
And still a long way to go here this afternoon. 110 laps to run. Working lap number 141 right now. Let's tell you where your favorite driver is running. Jesse Love is the race leader over Brandon Jones, Carson Quapple, Taylor Gray, and Sammy Smith the top five. Then it's Sam Mayer in sixth, Austin Hill in seventh, Parker Retzlaff in eighth, Justin Allgaier ninth, and Christian Eckes will complete the top 10.
Running 11th is Justin Bonsignor. 12th is Harrison Burton. 13th right now on the racetrack is Nick Sanchez. 14th is Brennan Poole. 15th is Daniel Dye. 16th is Ryan Ellis. 17th is Thomas Annunziata. 18th, Jeb Burton. 19th is Blaine Perkins. And 20th is Anthony Alfredo.
Josh Balicki runs in 21st. All of these cars on the lead lap, along with Kyle Sieg in 22nd, Ryan Sieg in 23rd, Patrick Emerling 24th, and Jeremy Clemens 25th. Then it's Casey Kane in 26th, Dean Thompson 27th, Matt DiBenedetto Beto 28th, Austin Green 29th, and Garrett Smithley 30th.
31st on the racetrack is Chris Wright with Josh Williams 32nd. Connor Zilich having a rough day 33rd after an unscheduled stop earlier today. Greg Van Alst is 34th. 35th is Vicente Salas. William Sawalich is 36th. Sheldon Creed 37th. And Catherine Legg 38th.
That's the way they run as the field comes back off of turn number 4, and we'll get the one-to-go signal here shortly.
And that running order presented by NAPA. NAPA and their nationwide network of parts, service, and know-how are built to turbocharge businesses, big, small, and everything in between. Learn more at NAPAOnline.com.
So we'll have 108 laps to the finish here this afternoon for the NASCAR Xfinity Series at Rockingham Speedway. Jesse Love out front right now, and he has been strong. We saw him come to the front of the field a couple of times in the first half of this event, including the toward the end of the second stage. Brandon Jones will restart in second, has also been strong as of late. And Brandon right now running in the second spot, picking up that win just a couple of days ago. We'll go to the inside of Jesse Love. Then it's Taylor Gray and Carson Quapple inside and out in row number 2 as the field chooses here on the front stretch.
As the field now does that and the pace truck has everybody at bay, we're down to 108 laps to go here in this race. 107 when they come back around to take the green flag. Keep in mind there's still a pit stop that needs to be made by all of these cars here. Not enough Sunoco fuel in the tank right now to make it to the end of this race. Be decision time as this one plays out, but we have had our share of caution flags. We just don't know if we're going to have another one, and if we do, when that would be.
We'll find out together here in just a little bit. Caution about to be wrapped up. Jesse Love, Brandon Jones, front row will set for the restart. Still a lot of cars on the lead lap, 32 in fact, as they come off of turn number 4. Safety truck about to head to the pit lane. Jones to the inside. Love to the outside. Jones a winner 2 weeks ago at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. Has qualified for the playoffs and wants to get more points toward that playoff run here, but has to outrun Jesse Love to his right elbow.
They're even in the turn number 1. Love now the advantage on the outside lane. Matter of fact, Love will clear Brandon Jones for the lead off 2.
And much the same as we have seen in past restarts, Love uses the high line to go to the lead side by side for second behind him.
And that is Brandon Jones to the inside of Carson Quapple with Taylor Gray looking on off turn number 4 as Love gets away by 4 car lengths. The battle for second is still up for grabs.
Carson Quapple and Brandon Jones duking it out for the runner-up spot with Taylor Gray looking on. They all exit turn 2.
They stay side by side, and both of those drivers, a couple of the drivers competing for the dash for cash. It's Carson Quapple who has got the advantage.
Quapple in second, Jones in third, Gray in fourth, Sammy Smith rounding out the top 5, and they are all beginning to lose touch with race leader Jesse Love, who's really opened it up.
Yeah, Jesse Love, Kyle, now has extended his lead to 7 car lengths over Carson Quapple and the rest of the field.
Jesse Love, he has worked himself into another zip code. He is long gone at the front as Brandon Jones tries to close in on Carson Quapple.
Can't quite get there, but Jones will have to fall back in line and remount his challenge from the number 3 spot. Further back, Sam Mayer on the move, looking to the inside of Austin Hill.
Sam Mayer and Austin Hill fighting for the 6th position. They're nose to tail through turn 1 and through turn 2.
Sam Mayer, good run up off of turn number 2. They race off the end of the back straightaway into 3, but it's Austin Hill who's got a car-length advantage in that battle.
Strap back to the battle for 8th. Christian Eckes has that position. Justin Allgaier, who has been flying up through the field here in recent laps and recent green flag runs, is challenging for that position.
And it's a hornet's nest back here. Carson Quapple and everybody else has been able to get away from Eckes and Justin Allgaier fighting for 8th.
One car very slow off for turn number 2 as Allgaier, he gets into the back bumper. Now we got trouble. One car goes for a spin. It's Patrick Emmerling. He goes down to the bottom of the racetrack and just kisses the inside. Side safer barrier with the front nose of that 07 machine.
Had a problem with Parker Retzloff off turn 2. He slowed drastically. He was stuck on the outside lane. Everybody was diving for the bottom. Patrick Emmerling had nowhere to go. It was too late. All he could do was stand on the brakes and yank the steering wheel to the inside. Slides the race car down, made contact with the safer barrier, and Patrick Emmerling, another modified driver, has got some damage to his race car. But Kyle, that puts us under the caution for the 8th time.
Eight cautions here and still 102 laps to go. Emmerling able to pull away and bring that car onto the pit lane, but does have some damage after contact on the inside or at the inside wall off of turn number two. And tough break for Patrick, a former Spring Sizzler winner up at Stafford Speedway in Connecticut, and has found some success in the modified ranks, trying to make things work here on the national level as a car owner for a while there in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and had a good run going until that incident there off of turn number two.
A rather halting run here in this final run of the checkered flag. We'll be 100 laps to go next time by. And Chris Wilner, what does that do to these Goodyear tires when you have starting and stopping going on?
Well, it puts a heat cycle, Alex, and what that means is the tires get hot on fire off on the green flag of a run, and then quickly they get cooled off under caution. And when you do that two or three times like we've seen already here in stage number three, it just creates a handling nightmare for crew chiefs and drivers because the car acts differently under different temperature loads. So we've heard a lot of drivers, especially on this end of pit road, including some of the JRM cars as well, saying that there's chattering in some of their tires on the fire off of these restarts. So I wouldn't be surprised as some maybe take this opportunity to just change tires. They do have a couple sets laying here on pit road, and this is an opportunity. The way that this race has played out with all these cautions here in stage number three, there certainly could be another one, so why not get some fresh tires here and then look like we could see yesterday and maybe stretch the fuel run just a little bit longer. So we'll see what happens, but certainly the heat cycles on these tires throwing these crew chiefs for a loop.
Indeed it is, as there are, we've run a lot of short runs here recently, and under caution for the eighth time, cars on pit road, so there are a couple of takers here, Christian Eckes being the first of them, Daniel Dye, Ryan Sieg, Kyle Sieg, also the car of Connor Zillage on and off pit road, Parker Retzlaff has been who was involved in the incident a moment ago off of turn number two. We'll take time to make a stop here as we go to the pit lane now, and Steve Post.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg is in. His brother Kyle's right in the pit box behind him. They're going four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. You talked about Parker Retzlaff. He just had a vicious vibration. He said it almost jerked the steering wheel out of his hands. He didn't even think the brakes were working. So he came in and worked on that car and put four tires on it as well. Connor Zillage, they're just pitting every time, filling it up with fuel and hoping that maybe by some sheer luck they can stretch some fuel or do something to get off sequence of everybody out. Those are the cars on this end of pit road. Chris Wilner, how about who pitted in front of you?
Just a couple cars on my end, Matt DiBenedetto, but also Christian Eckes from Colleague Racing opting to come down, put fresh tires on and pack it full of fuel. So too Daniel Dye. So a couple strategy calls here for Colleague Racing, trying to figure maybe something out a little different than the rest of the field. We'll see how it works out.
31 cars are currently on the lead lap. Matt DiBenedetto is the last car being scored on the lead lap. Steve Post mentioned Connor Zillage. He is now 32nd, the first car one lap down. So we'll see if this can play out where he can kind of work his way back in. We know he's got a really good race car based off of what we saw in practice and obviously winning pole position earlier today in qualifying.
All he needs is another quick caution and he'll get that free pass once again and get back on the lead lap for Connor after losing a couple of laps a little bit ago on the pit lane. He is currently one lap off the pace. Jesse Love is the race leader over Carson Quapel, Brandon Jones, Taylor Gray, and Sammy Smith. Then it's Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, Harrison Burton, and Justin Bonsignor, the top 10.
With the 11th currently, Nick Sanchez, who won stage number one. Jeb Burton is being scored 12th, and Brennan Poole 13th. Ryan Ellis is 14th. Thomas Annunziata is 15th. Blaine Perkins is 16th, and Jeremy Clements 17th. Josh Williams is 18th. Casey Kane continues on. He's up to the 19th spot with a damaged right front corner on his race car. And Chris Wright is 20th.
Yeah, he was well off the lead lap just a few laps ago. Got one of the free passes, and Casey Kane now up to 19th. Continuing through the rundown, Austin Green runs in 21st. Then it's Garrett Smithley in 22nd, Christian Eckes 23rd, Connor Zillage in 24th, and then Anthony Alfredo in 25th, Ryan Sieg 26th, Daniel Dye 27th, Matt DiBenedetto 28th, Kyle Sieg 29th, and Dean Thompson is 30th.
31st is Josh Balicki, 32nd Parker Retzlaff, Patrick Emmerling is 33rd, Vicente Salas is 34th, William Sawalich, the last car running, seven laps down with a damaged race car, he is 35th. Out of the race, 36th is Greg Van Alst. Out of the race in 37th is Sheldon Creed. out of the race and finishing 38th today is Catherine Legg.
And we should clarify, Connor Zilich back on the lead lap. That last free pass has put him back on the lead lap running in the 31st position. So it'll be fun to see him try to carve his way through the field. In fact, both of the top two starters in this event, Parker Retzlaff, 30th, and Connor Zilich, 31st. Strong in qualifying earlier today, but boy, they have had a tough time here in the first 152 laps.
And there's a lot of drivers and teams that set their race cars up for long green flag runs here in this race. One of them, most notably, Justin Allgaier. His car's been really good on long green flag runs. Longest we've had today has been 39 laps. Currently, the last one was 5 laps. We'll see if we can get some more green flag laps put under our belt.
Jesse Love, outside lane. Carson Quapple to his inside. There's the green flag. We are back underway with 98 laps to go. Leaders are in one.
Double wide on the front row. Carson Quapple to the inside of Jesse Love. Love has the advantage this time off two.
Something that Love hasn't had to deal with in these recent restarts. It's Quapple right to his left elbow as they enter turn three.
Carson Quapple drives it in deep, slides up the track just a bit. That's enough to break the momentum and give the lead back to Jesse Love. Quapple, however, recoils and goes on the attack again.
Love has the lead, but Quapple not giving up the fight just yet. He only trails Jesse Love by a car length, side by side for third. Taylor Gray and Brandon Jones.
That's a great battle ongoing for third. Down the back straightaway, Jones up top, Gray down low. They go wheel to wheel in turn three.
Brandon Jones in the outside lane. Taylor Gray to the bottom in a race for third. Just in front of Sammy Smith, who looks on in position number five. It's Jones with the advantage as they go back to the corner.
Jones will be clear for the third spot. Now running wheel to wheel for fourth are Taylor Gray and Sammy Smith.
Side by side down the backstretch for fourth they go. Taylor Gray still with that inside advantage. They enter turn three. Now Sammy Smith has that spot.
Sammy Smith will crowd Taylor Gray down towards the white line that separates the 25 degrees of banking and the flat apron, but he's going to try to force off the challenge again.
Taylor Gray going back after Sammy Smith. He's got a fender to the inside of Smith through turn two.
Off turn number two, Taylor Gray tucks back into the back bumper of Sammy Smith. He follows in his tire tracks. Right behind Gray is Austin Hill.
Here comes Justin Allgaier back to the inside of Sam Mayer for about the seventh spot as they come back off of turn number four. Allgaier's run to the front continues.
Allgaier in his bright red Brandt Chevrolet to the inside of Sam Mayer's Ford. Allgaier will take the spot.
Allgaier kicks Sam Mayer to the back. Oh, we got trouble again. Down the back straightaway. One car spinning hard in contact with the inside retaining wall. Justin Bonsignor. He comes to a rest. Now he will roll again, but some heavy damage on the front of that Toyota Supra for Justin Bonsignor.
We go a four-lap green flag run before our next caution flag. This time a problem for the modified champion, Justin Bonsignor, off turn two and in front of Nathan Prouty.
Yeah, Alex, not quite sure what started that, but they were halfway down the back straightaway, and all of a sudden you saw Justin Bonsignor sideways and hard contact with the inside safer barrier. A lot of damage as that number nine, or the Toyota Supra, is pretty wounded on the front end of that machine as he heads down pit road.
That was Justin Bonsignor heading to the pit lane. A lot of front-end damage after having a good, solid top 10 run going. Finds himself in trouble off of turn number two and on the back straightaway with 92 laps to go.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time. Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Patrick Emmerling, running in the 32nd position, will pick up the free pass after Justin Bonsignor had his incident off of turn number two a moment ago. Feels like I'm calling a modified race here at Rockingham Speedway, but it's not. It's the NASCAR Xfinity Series with 90 laps to go. Pit road is open, and here come the race leaders. Everybody heading to the pit lane as we are on the outer edge of the pit window. Potentially, these teams can make it to the end. Let's start with Chris Wilner.
It's going to have to be a major fuel save, but the majority of the field coming down, including Sammy Smith, the call, two right side tires for his Junior Motorsports Chevrolet and packet full of fuel. So in is Brandon Jones. They're making a four tire change. Nick Sanchez down here as well. Steve Post.
Jesse Love is in. Going to be, look, see what Jesse's doing here. At least two tires on that car now. Going to be four tires for Justin Allgaier. Everybody going to chock it full of Sunoco Racing fuel. Carson Quappel going to be the first out. He goes two tires and Sunoco Racing fuel. The same for Taylor Gray. So we are right on the outside edge. Had drivers say 80 to 85 laps. I believe we're 90 laps to the end of this one. We are in fuel saving mode. It's a good old fashioned Rockingham tiptoe around the racetrack fuel day to make it to the end for some of these teams.
Carson Quappel first off the pit lane over Taylor Gray, both gaining positions along with Jesse Love, who lost two. After getting caught up, Kasey Kahne was entering his pit stall as Jesse Love was trying to exit. Then it's Sam Mayer in fourth and Sammy Smith, the fifth car, that is, off of the pit lane. We still have 90 laps to go here at The Rock. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Continuing under the caution flag here at Rockingham Speedway, we told you a moment ago about the drivers that made a stop, Carson Quappel being the first off the pit lane, but not everybody pitted. Those drivers include Ryan Sieg, Austin Green, Christian Eckes, Parker Retzlaff, Daniel Dye. Among the front five that did not stop, then you cycle back to Carson Quappel in position number six.
As the clock strikes six bells here in the Eastern Time Zone, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.